now listening to Triples in Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is Admiral James T. Kirk of Federation Starship Enterprise. Your presence here is an act of war. You have 2 minutes to surrender your crew and your vessel, or we will destroy you.
Admiral Kirk, this is your opponent speaking. Do not lecture me on treaty violations, as this broadcast is intended for mature audiences. In the following podcast, there will be thoughts and opinions expressed that in no way reflect your Federation, this station, website, or affiliated partners.
Who is this? How dare you?
Who I am is not important. Listener discretion is.
You Klingon bastard.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of Starship Tribbles. Her ongoing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new content and new stuff, to boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
G'day everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tribbles in Ecstasy, episode 143. I'm your host for today, Woody Valley, and short ended today, but I have got some hosts though, that's good. Which is Black Magnum.
Hi.
And Skipper.
Hello everyone.
So we do have some news come out of Star Trek Online this week. Starting off with is the part two of Left Behind there. It's forthcoming that it's a new feature episode.
Has anyone done that mission yet?
I haven't. I haven't got high enough level yet. I'm like level 58.
Okay. Yeah, because I did the mission. I don't want to give it away. It is still really new, so it would just be horrible if I did spoilers right now on it.
Yes, it would.
But it was a good mission. Good mission.
Yeah, so what's Left Behind Part 2 here, it pretty much just continues on the basic outline of the storyline, basically. I don't know what on earth the crack in the wall is. They're right down the bottom is there of this particular article, but I must have something to do with it. Do with that feature episode, I believe. So, yep. So, anything else that you guys like to talk about this?
Just one quick second. I just destroyed the dreadnought and Mirror Universe. And if Obasek could quit talking, I could honestly hear what you guys are saying. Well, I'm leaving map now. But with the last mission, the new mission for level 60 is pretty interesting because there's going to be some characters in there that you do not suspect. And I'm just trying so hard not to just talk about it without giving it away. So I think you're going to be surprised as to some of the characters that are going to be in that final mission, but wow, how can I talk without giving it away? What can I do?
Yeah, it is difficult, ain't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. So, it's, as far as I understand, it's you have to play when you hit level 60 and pretty much have all the rest of the feature episode storyline completed. So it sounds like it's one very big twist involved with it. So certainly kudos to Cryptic for doing this. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty good big feature episode.
I think that people will like it. I do. I think they will.
So, so there's that article, and it sort of like flows on to the next article about the bonus episode coming, which is all ties in with Left Behind two-part dev blogs that's been put out there. So have some light reading there, that or just give it a miss. And if you hit level 60, go play it, basically, if you haven't done it already. So I'm certainly looking forward to playing it when I get there. So
I think that people, I honestly think that people will like it. It has a great voice acting and storyline for the mission. So while you are leveling up on Delta, don't rush to get to it. Just enjoy. If you're taking your time, take your time. It'll be there for you. You'll enjoy it. There'll be a character in there. You're like, oh, I didn't know you were here. And I think it's great. I think it's good.
Yeah. So, moving on here, we've got some exclusive actor interviews. Now, the actors have been involved with the Delta Rising expansion. So we, have an interview with Tim Russ, Ethan Phillips, Jerry Ryan, and Robert Picardo. Now, they're not written down interviews. They're actually, if you click on the link there, they're actually audio interviews, but they're not very terribly long, I notice. Only last about, roughly around about the 4 minute mark. Some of them a bit longer, of course, but they're not very long interviews there. But obviously, I don't know if you guys had a listen to them at all.
I actually have not. I've been spending more time in game listening to their voice acting and their roles. Such as Neelix, Tuvok, 7 and 9, the Doctor, and everything like that. So I will get around to listening to their interviews and what they think of it, but I have not just yet.
Neither have I. I'm too busy playing stuff in the game for the moment to have a listen, but probably when I upload this show to be edited, I might, if my bandwidth doesn't go haywire, I might go and have a listen to it myself. But I must admit, they have done a very good job of recurring their, reprising their roles, I should say. So, it would certainly be worth having a bit of a listen to them.
Interviews. I'm sort of curious about Robert Picardo because his character as a Doctor was the only one that didn't seem on. And I'm not saying anything against him. He's the Doctor on the Voyager, the emergency medical hologram. But I noticed that when I watched Deep Space Nine, sorry, Voyager, and the Doctor seems his attitude tends to be a little more sarcastic. And whereas this guy, he's on Star Trek Online, he's a little nicer, so he's a softer in his sound. And that's why people are like, it doesn't sound like the Doctor. Well, it is the Doctor. It's Robert Picardo doing a voice, but he's not as obnoxious as the Doctor was originally when he kept, getting called in,
It started to change his attitude. Because I remember when this particular, Mark 1 Doctor was actually created, it was based on a certain... based on the person he created him, that was, very, that sort of had that sort of mentality and attitude and whatnot. But I suppose in time he was able, the Doctor was able to develop his own uniqueness to himself, and probably, of course, when Voyager landed back to Earth, it's been a good 30 years. Plenty of opportunity to tone down in some ways, or mellow out, or Giddy's own uniqueness.
Right.
Basically.
See, initially, the doctor was so sarcastic. It's like, why am I the main medical doctor? I'm supposed to be a backup. And so you could hear the sarcasm and his nature in his voice. Whereas 30 years later, he seems to be a little more calm. He knows who he is. He also has rights because he fought for those rights.
Yes.
And now he has them. So there's no point in him having an attitude whenever he's called.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, he's given his own... given a rank in Starfleet as well. So, you know, he's you know... Quite honestly, started to become a very well-respected member of Starfleet. So,
right,
that could easily, you know, boost his confidence and stuff like that. And so he can change.
Yeah, and I think he has. He's actually grown, which is why we don't recognize him when we hear his voice in Star Trek Online. He's grown to be who he is now. And it's not like what it was when we were watching Voyager.
Yes. Yes. Certainly take the time to have a listen to the interviews. They're probably explaining what they've been getting up to lately since, you know, the last appeared on the screen, basically. So, definitely take the time to listen in, so...
Here's a little tidbit that I read about Jeri Ryan, which was interesting. It showed me that she was really committed to her role as Seven of Nine. And one of the lines that she was reading, it mentioned a date. And so she had to read the date. And then she stopped and looked at the guys that were recording and said, shouldn't this be a star date? You know, so she asked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was great that she was really committed to the role.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was totally committed to her role as Seven of Nine, and this is after a while, you know, not performing this, you know, character.
Well, yeah, so moving on here, and I suppose after spending some time in the Delta Quadrant and you finally get to return and got given some shore leave, you could... Now, coming soon, you can now start that shore leave off at the new Club 47 that's going to be opening soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Club 47, Earth Space Dock, because that was the one thing we were lacking when the new Earth Space Dock was given to us.
Yep.
After it was destroyed. And I'm not going to get, you know, if this is a spoiler for you, because you don't know, you're way behind and you need to catch up. The mere fact is that the Undine came and destroyed Earth Space Dock and we had to rebuild. So now when they rebuilt, they did not have the new Club 47, whereas now we will. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so as far as I understand, there's also going to be some new music with it as well. So they've... I saw a tweet earlier from Captain Smirk of the YouTube link with some new music, I believe. So I'm just trying to find it.
Any guess on where it's going to be at the new layout?
It will be somewhere easily accessible. I know that Cryptic said that they don't want it to be too hard to find because then people won't go there. But if it's in an area that's highly visible, more people would be, you know, they'll go there and experience the new club.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, just go down to the starships where you purchase one and turn right. I'm just kidding.
I'm actually down there now. That's the elevators. Yeah.
I'm down past the elevators. I can't see.
Oh, that little, what do you call it? Lounge.
So it's hard to say if that lounge will develop into the new pub, but hopefully it will.
Actually, it looks like the lounge from the movies a little bit when they used to watch the ships coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just having trouble trying to find that particular. Hang on. I might actually find it if I actually click on his name and might pull up a bit quicker. It's a bit hard to find him with all the G20 tweets I've been getting lately.
Oh, yeah, with the real-life governments getting together and talking about stuff.
Well, put it this way, for people who are listening, around this time I'm actually sitting here recording, all the leaders are meeting at the Queensland Parliament House for a barbecue lunch to get things started. So,
funny how they want to have a barbecue before they get down to real business.
Yeah, barbecue and a beer.
It's people more agreeable, you know, when you have that.
Yeah, so... I don't know if any of the G20 leaders actually listen to Triples and Ecstasy, but I'll personally send all my greetings and welcome to Brisbane, if that's the case then.
Well, if they're going to go around taking selfies together, I'm sure they're going to listen to Triples and Ecstasy.
They better listen to Triples and Ecstasy.
Exactly.
There it is.
So it says that the developers spent a good month on pre-production, planning and white boxing for the new ESD, and Club 47 was always included in the planning. However, when it actually came down to the building, we were a little over ambitious and a little tight on the time, and reached to a point where we had to make a decision. Try to do everything originally planned or delay something and devote that time to polishing the rest. So they decided to delay the completion of Club 47 in favor of polishing the rest of the map, with the expectation that they get back to it at some point in the future. Well, the good news, the future is here. So they have completed Club 47 and will be implementing it into the game. So they wanted the club to feel more like a real club, and it's needed to be on its own space separate from the concourse of the rest of Earth Space Dock. This was an issue with the old Club 47 and its location directly behind the glass on the old ring. So they wanted the new club to consist more of a varied and distinct spaces. So there should be a dance floor. There should be also more relaxing areas away from the disco. And they also wanted to be able to see both Earth and the shipyard from the club. And lastly, they wanted the dance floor to be more interesting than just a couple of scrolling textures. So,
I noticed they haven't changed the music on it, so we're still going to have that sort of music on this dance floor.
Yeah.
But, so it's probably good to have that little bit of change, just so it made it look like you're not in a fish tank, basically. So, I don't think it's mentioned when it's actually going to be released, but it'll probably come out in this coming week's patch. I've got the feeling that's when it's going to come out. So,
yeah, so the new Club 47 is split into three main areas. The disco remains with a vibrant dance floor of changing colors and patterns, and the view overlooking the interior shipyard of Earth Space Dock. The cantina is also in the center, with a doorway leading back to the concourse and a bar serving various synth hall drinks and food from the replicators. Now, the lounge is the mellow side, with booths for up to 8 people and an observation area looking out toward Earth and passing ships. So they're going to have 3 separate sections. They're all going to have their own feel and vibrancy. So that's going to be exciting to see how it pans out.
Yep. I'm certainly going to be looking forward to having a look myself at it.
Definitely.
I'm not going to be exactly rushing there straight away to when it gets released, because I say it'll be pretty packed when it does. Yeah. So I might give it a couple of days just to let it calm down, then go have a look.
Wait for it to calm down. It's sort of like that brand new movie that everybody's been wanting to watch, and the line is like, you know, 2 blocks down the door. So just wait a little bit, let the line go down, then go check it out.
Yep. So that's pretty much it on the news front. You guys are still... Any of you guys still in game?
I actually got out of game because I was distracted.
Okay. Skipper, do you want to bring up the calendar and just let everyone know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, please?
We have research bonus 13th through 17th.
Yep,
this Q's Winter Wonderland starts Thursday the 4th.
Yep, and I think there's another bonus weekend, Mark's weekend, the weekend before
it.
Yes. Just lighting up now.
Took me a while. It's been a while since I opened the calendar.
Yeah, I don't normally use the calendar at all.
I stopped.
I find using the calendar is pretty handy because the way they announce things, they announce it just before they start it. So an issue find for me looking at the calendar is like plan ahead and know what's there. So gives the opportunity for people to let people know what's going on a little bit ahead of time on the show. So currently this weekend we're having now, when we're recording, is the research and development weekend. Nothing on next weekend, but the weekend after we'll pretty much from the
bonus mark weekend.
Yeah, bonus mark weekend from the 28th through to the 1st of December. Then on the 4th. Of December, we'll have Q's weekend. The Q Winter Wonderland weekend. And then we'll run through to January. But also, just to let everyone know, during the Q Winter Wonderland weekend, on the 11th of the... 11th of December through to Monday the 15th, there will have a Ilachi Week Alert Weekend. Now, Iconian gateways are activating throughout the galaxy. The fan favorite PVEQ Ilachi Alert is back. So, I can't remember that particular mission. So obviously they have something a little bit like the Mirrored Universe event, just happening over the weekend, but it's called the Ilachi Alert this time around. So
right,
I think we've actually had that before in the past, earlier this year, but I can't remember off the top of my head. It's probably been so long ago since I played it. So that's going to be happening. That's on the calendar coming up on the next month in December. So.
Did you guys stockpile stuff?
I've started stockpiling stuff that you get from the summer and winter events. So, because these days with not only stuff for personally getting pets and clothing and whatnot, you go, with the Q Winter Wonderland, you also get that holographic emblem thing to let you know that you've done the winter event for this year, basically. So, and that, you know, that costs a lot of stuff as well, but it doesn't cost you dilithium, which is good. So I've started to like hoard it and hang on to it all and whatnot. So so that's just to let everyone know what's coming up on the calendar over the next next 6 weeks or so. That's pretty much, don't have any Star Trek news, but I do have, I have returned to the Foundry and I have pulled up a Foundry mission to, let everyone know about. So, this mission is called Interspecies Medical Exchange by Pyros, I think it's the pronunciation of this, particular player. So handle. It's a Federation mission, and I believe it's an open one. I don't think there's a level cap on this particular one. You got invited to attend the Medical Exchange conference. While you're there, you'll be assisting some of the doctors there with certain items. So there is a little bit of a puzzle side of things with it. Nothing too hard. It's just remembering certain doctors there with they're attending the conference. What happens was one doctor asked you to take part in a holodeck simulation to record like stress levels and whatnot. When that all happens, you go run. Something bad happens on the outside the holodeck room, and you have to go and save the day, pretty much. Put in simple words, it's they don't knock the story around a little bit. What I said there, it is a very good story, very well presented mission. It's about the only real probably bad thing is he did do a very good job with the map. Just that when you get try and make find directions and whatnot, you might get a little bit on the lost side. So don't go rushing off, and because you might find yourself on the wrong side of the actual conference building. So because he's designed it with a main hall and smaller boardroom meeting rooms there. So you can might get a little bit on the lost side, so there, but don't hold it against him. You know, just looking at the map, you can slowly sort of figure out everything there, where everything is and where to go and whatnot. So, but all in all, it's I find it a good simple but good story. I did give it 4 stars with it, and so definitely give it a try. So mission called again, Interspecies Medical Exchange by It's Pyros. starting point is the Irhes system in just south of Memory Alpha there system. So yeah. Alright, so I think we got everything all sorted of what we're going to talk about. Sorry about the shortness of it, but thanks for listening with us, and hopefully we'll get things back on track and able to talk about things a little bit more. So thanks for joining us for this week, and looking forward to seeing you next week. So cheerio.
All right, have a good night.
Bye.
Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at TribblesInXTC, or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to TribblesInXTC@gmail.com. Join us next week for another episode of Tribbles in Ecstasy, the only place where Tribbles and Klingons are friends.